Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Friday, August 11th, in the beautiful United States of America. I am Rick Wright, joined by my amazing co-host, Jim Ellis. Hello, Jimmy.
That is I. Hello, how are you doing there, Ricky?
I'm doing good. You are listening to With All Dude Respect. That's correct. With All Dude Respect, when we talk about all sorts of topics. And we're probably just going to get into it because we were just talking about it. We were just talking about how The Bald Show was a very popular show. And,
yes.
Yeah, doing what we do, it's interesting to you know, figure out, you know, what, where do we get our listeners, and you know, where we, you know, why is there a spike on The Bald Show? Was there people that wanted to find out about why I did it? Was there people that, you know, that are, you know, I don't know, who the hell knows, you know?
Right. So shaved your head, and then we announced that we were going to talk about, like, the, we didn't call it The Bald Show, but we could. But you, so you decided to shave your head. We tell the world on Facebook that, oh, we're going to talk about it. And, oh, people want to hear about that. It's so fascinating. You know, what people are interested in, it's, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. No, I know. It is interesting. And it was funny because the reason that we're doing the show we're doing today was because along with all of those other people that were interested in the we'll call it The Bald Show. My mom, for the first time, who was actually on the show at one point, she was a listener, and she listened to the whole entire show. She thought it was great, and now we have this whole topic of, you know, having conversations and where we're going to have conversations and with what company these conversations take place. We sort of did something on this. No, why not think about it? We've done so many shows. We did a little bit on this with the during the election when the now president's famous comment about grabbing the woman's private parts came out, and we were talking about what's sacred, what's not sacred, as far as locker room talk or not locker room talk. So
that's
this
right.
is a little more in depth on that. So
we had a couple of guests on that show. We had a woman from the Family of Women was on that show. I believe that was the episode where we talked about when to say it, where to say it. Because the truth is, here we are, a couple of dudes talking, right? Oh, we'll just have a conversation. That'll be the show. We'll have a couple of dudes to talk about real life, and we'll just be real and authentic and transparent. But the truth is, wait a minute. We're not just a couple of dudes talking, you know, one-on-one in a bar. You know what I mean? It's like it's the whole world could, if they wanted to, listen in. So the question arises,
yeah.
Does that matter? Is it, you know, do we change who we are? Do I have to change it from an R-rated show to G now because little kids might listen? And
did you do a disclaimer saying Jim and Rick have a, you know, can be a little potty mouth and say the word fuck every now and then. Oops, we just said the word fuck in the disclaimer. Oh, fuck. You know, like, be crazy.
Yeah, the censors are going to go crazy now. Since it's live, they couldn't beep that one out. Beep, beep.
Yeah, be a big, long, dry spell, like a silence because of all the F-bombs.
Yeah.
I don't know if my mother listens to this show. I don't know if she's ever heard me say fuck. I don't think she's ever had, so she might have just heard it. Mom, if you're listening, you heard me say it four times within 1 minute. So
what would she say?
I'll tell her not to listen in the beginning.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a caller calling in. Hold on. Just kidding. what would she say? So it's a little different, right? I mean, if you're sitting at the dining room table with your folks and your family, are you throwing F-bombs around?
I heard my mother say the F-word once in my life because it was, like, so shocking that I heard it. and I think I heard my father say it to somebody else when I was at like a Giants game with him or something like that, like with the guys. But like, dude, you know, my house, you didn't, you know, you didn't curse. You know, it was a no-no. So there wasn't a lot of cursing. So that's why my mom's probably never heard me say it. You know, and if I slip every now and then, still as an adult, my mother has this she got this cute little voice. It's like, she'll be like, "Oh, Ricky." You know, it'll like, she won't be like very stern, but it just like sort of shocks her so much. She's like, "Oh, Ricky." So it's funny how she just like, she hasn't heard that. And then, thinking about the whole topic, you know, you just, like, if I'm in a bank meeting looking for, you know, doing refinancing of my properties or something like that, like, you know, there's a certain way of being, there's a certain way of talking.
Right.
And, you know, it's just funny how, you know, it all goes down to speech and freedom of speech and different types of speech. And it's, you know, you can, in any situation at any point in time, just say exactly what you want to say. And, you know, but I think there's always going to be there might be consequences, I'll say. And so it's just an interesting topic, you know.
I think what I'm imagining is that it's like a room. It's like a room. So you and I have created a room, you know, or a circle around the fire. You know, we've created this.
Okay.
Now it's up to other people to decide if they're going to enter that space or not. So as long as we're clear, like, this is who we are, this is what we do, this is how we talk, you know, no apologies, then it's up to them. The burden is on them to enter that space or not. The burden isn't on us to make sure that whoever shows up is not insulted, offended. You know, it's kind of like a church. Like, if you and I even went like to a church service, we're not going to go in there loud and brash, cursing. I mean, not that it's all about curse words, right? But it's just about the freedom of expression. We're going to honor the site. So, I don't know, that just kind of popped in my head. Like, that's the way I think it should work or could work. Instead of, like, controlling ourselves, we just clearly state what the space is about, and everyone's welcome. I mean, we even said that in the beginning, you know, it's a show for men, but, you know, if women want to listen in and hear what dudes are talking about, right on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's an interesting topic. So, well, let me ask you this. In your household, was there, like, F-bombs and stuff, like, flying around, or was it more like a G-rated?
Not one. My whole childhood, I think I remember saying the word, "Oh, that sucks." Like I said, "That sucks." And my mom looked at me, and she wasn't like, "Oh, Jimmy." No, it wasn't that. It wasn't lighthearted at all. It was, she looked at me like, "Hey." She goes, "Hey, we don't talk that way." I'm like, "Wait, who's we?" And that's a bad word. Like, I didn't think that, I mean, this was in the, you know, 70s and all. Maybe it was a bad word back then, but now, like, you watch TV now and there's, oh, well, especially cable, you got everything out there. But no, we didn't, yeah, there was nothing. And then,
yeah. It'd be funny, though, if you went like this. Hey, mom, is it all right if I say the vacuum sucks up all the dirt off the floor? Like would you get, like, a smack across the face or something? Like, being a wise ass?
Hey, you're right.
Funny. Like, use the word suck, like, in other contexts, but, like, not in the way you used it. Be like,
that
sucks up.
You're right.
It really is a word.
You're absolutely right. It's a word in the dictionary, and it has a place. And I was just saying something like stinks or is rotten or is a bummer, right? I wasn't like alluding to anything, you know, whatever, sexual. I don't know. Is that a sexual word? Sucks? No. Isn't it a word that means like, oh, that stinks or that's shitty.
What about, let me ask you this. Was your house, and I think we might have said this, but I'm just, for a little bit of my, where I'm going, was it Irish Catholic in your house, like strict Irish Catholic?
We were Irish, for sure, because we were, you know, drunk all the time. No, we weren't drunk, but we were definitely Irish, and we were something called Episcopalian, which
That's
is
right.
an offshoot, I believe, of Catholic or Catholicism, because some king somewhere wanted to divorce his woman. So he said, okay, we have a new religion. It's called Episcopalian, and I can divorce her. Something like that.
was it as strict as the Catholics and cursing?
Cursing, yeah. But it wasn't even like the law wasn't laid down. It just wasn't done. Like, it just was, I guess we were born with the knowledge, or, you know, just, this is just not done here. We don't curse here. Even watching something like Benny Hill TV show or Monty Python, they would have curse words. They would just have weird stuff on there, like just goofy, weird, offbeat. That would be on TV, and then if the parents were around, especially my mom, I'd start sweating, like, oh no, is this bad? Watch. So I didn't think about it until right now how, I don't want to say oppressed, I just want to say, you know, disciplined we were around language, you know.
Yeah. What about the sexuality part of it, though? Like, was there, like, because Benny Hill, I know as a kid, because it affected me in certain ways, that, you know, they would have some of these women running around, like, you know, half naked. You know, was that a problem or issue, or was it just the words?
The only problem is that whenever they were running around naked or half naked in fast motion, the fast motion part was bad. No. Fast motion's fine. It was just anything kind of sexual. It was, yeah, gosh, you know what? It's weird, Rick. Until this very moment, I didn't realize how, curbed all that was, you know? But I think there was some, pain, just to be, like, real honest, some pain in the past with my mom, you know, about around those topics, you know, sexuality. So
yep.
It kind of got flooded into the current day, you know, present day expression. And so that kind of what happens, I think. If there's pain from the past around a topic, then the topic's not funny, and it can actually trigger, you know, negative thoughts when all I'm saying is something like, this stinks, you know. Or just wanting to be a typical boy, like, you know, curious boy, like, you know, as kids. I remember as kids once, you know, you would, like, with a girl, you'd show her yours, she would show you hers. Did you ever do that? I don't know if you can say that publicly.
No, I guess. Listen, it's, you know, yes, I have. And, it's. I think it's all, you know, I think it's a part of exploration, you know, growing up, you know. But that's why I think organized religions make it so, like, that's why they won't, you know, cursing is terrible. Like, you know, now it's not anymore, you know, plus the internet, God, my God, I can imagine what these young kids are finding online, you know, just literally,
right.
Point and a click and a weird word you write up. But I think that's why it was so strict, and, you know, don't look at this and don't read those magazines and don't touch yourself, you know, because they wanted a certain way that society, they wanted society to be a certain way. And, you know, it's a different society now, man. You know, it's bizarre how much access kids have to everything as far as knowledge, smut, ideas. There's a whole thing, you know, the dark web, or I think it's the dark web, or they call it something else, or, but, you know, there's a whole other web, like, where it's, like, there's this crazy shit going on there, apparently. I watched a thing on a guy who got busted for, he was running the drug thing online. And it's pretty interesting, like, you know, what goes on in these different places and on the internet. And, again, it goes back to agreements and knowing where you're at and being there and the consequences.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I think for the parents, they really have to know, where their kids are going. Well, especially since you have predators too out there, you know, that you wouldn't just let your kid maybe walk around some dark alley. Oh yeah, go ahead, go walk around there. Good luck. We'll see you at dinner. You know, but at the same token, you wouldn't. Yep. I would imagine you wouldn't want them walking around some dark URLs out there in webland.
Yeah,
everything's out there. That's terrible. I mean, it can be really bad. Now, in fact, I typed in. I was looking up just like if you just type in the word body, just the word body. It's just a normal word, you know. Like Google search body, what pops up? Holy moly! A lot of different kinds of bodies that they share out there. So
it's funny. My wife was telling me one time she was her mother. Like when you know the internet first came out, she was looking for a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh.
So of course you know she types you know sits down at her computer you know Dick's you know she puts in Dick's. She's, you know, of course, Google, you know, 0.001 second later throws up a bunch of, you know, billion websites about Dick's. Mother's like, holy shit. So now it's funny because every time we see like a Dick's, you know, sporting goods store, like we'll look at each other, we go I think she put in www.dicks.com. So every time like we see that, like a Dick's, we look at each other, go www.dicks.com, we start laughing because we think of my mother-in-law and how she mistakenly got on a Dick website.
Oh, wait. So it was a mother-in-law. It wasn't Laura.
No, it was my mother-in-law.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, what? Well, I think they have parental controls. So I think that some of them are just for the parents. Like, parental control isn't just for kids. You can make sure it's, you know, clean for them, too, because they're new to the web and all sometimes.
Keep it for mother-in-laws.
Yeah, this is clean. I also think, you know, if it wasn't for religion and Catholicism and certain Puritan lifestyles, if we didn't have that, then we wouldn't have this whole cool thing called taboo, you know, taboo stuff,
yeah.
You know, and that's always fun too, going into that realm. If everything was like wide open, they'd be like, oh, there's nothing that's You know, I don't know what the word is. It's taboo, I guess. But
Man. So listen, I just got a little update for you. Since we talked last Friday, holy shit storms of summer colds. I ended up on my back.
Oh yeah.
Like Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, like literally, I couldn't like get off my back, and you probably still hear it. I'm still like, it just, you know, I'm over it, but I'm probably around 90%. But man, holy shit, was that a nasty cold. I haven't had a summer cold. I don't remember the last time I had a summer cold, but holy shit, man. I don't wish summer colds on my, actually, you know what? I would wish summer colds on my worst enemies because they would feel like I did, but they wouldn't die, and that would be okay. But yeah, man, so I could have probably used that thieves stuff that Jennifer recommended, but
that is weird.
But yeah, that
you didn't do that just for a good testimonial or endorsement for Jennifer's essential oils, did you? That's selfless.
Well,
pretty
I didn't
selfless of
I
you.
Didn't, yeah, no, I didn't. I didn't physically have it because I was in the throes of my fucking summer death cold. But I definitely am gonna look and getting some in stock in case my next. You know, next scratchy throat, I'll make sure not to overlook it and not pay attention to it. Because that's what I do, you know, like I sort of like do mind over matter. Ah, I'll be fine. My constitution's good. I'll beat this thing. Blah, 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 boom. You know, Saturday night, I'm like a fucking in the fetal position. Throat's on fire. You know, I'm like, son of a bitch. Then I got to surrender. I'm like, all right, it'll be 24 hours. You know, another 24 hours later, I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, I got off the couch like Tuesday, but I came to work for 2 hours. I literally went home and fell back on the couch. It wasn't like I was better on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, I look at my wife. I go, I don't know what's going on. She goes, what's the matter? She goes, what's specifically wrong? I go, I just feel like death. I'm like, I just don't feel well. And that night, it only gets worse. And then I'm like, I'll be fine. And I just kept going and yesterday I was a little bit, you know, it was better. Last night I had a coughing fit, but today it was funny. I was actually blowing my nose and my ear, both of my ears opened up. So I didn't realize I was like partially deaf since like Saturday because I didn't know any difference. I'm like turning my headphones up, my car radio. I started playing with my car radio inside my car because I'm like, why is it so low? I didn't realize my ears were clogged. Like my, you know, my head was so clogged up, but,
and you're driving around, and if you were driving around with someone, they're like, "Turn that down, man! What are you doing?" So you're like, "What? I can barely hear it." Well, that's crazy. I had a funny vision. I don't know if it's funny for you because you were in agony and suffering, but I just picture you in this fetal position, still holding on to this belief. I'm gonna kick this thing's butt. I'm going to kick its butt. You're in a fetal position. Yeah, sure you are. That's good. Actually, Jennifer and I talked about the last time she had a cold. She's been taking, I guess, for our audience that didn't hear last week's show, we're talking about essential oils. Jennifer, my wife, she's a distributor of these Young Living essential oils. And we were talking about thieves, like, you know, gypsies, tramps, and thieves, they call it. And it's just oil that people use for a lot of different reasons or causes. And she hasn't had a cold. Wait, hold on. How long has it been since she had a cold? A couple years. We're talking about that. And she goes, is it a coincidence, you think, that since she's been taking, you know, thieves and very faithful to these oils that, you know, just doesn't get sick? I haven't been sick since taking these either. So who knows? We can't say, you know, can't say for sure because it might even be illegal to say so because the, you know, AMA or the medical institution says, no, we're in charge of all cures. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check
it out.
If you
keep your immune system high and tight, you know, you're probably not gonna have an issue, which is a good thing. So,
yeah,
that's good. I'm trying to figure out where did I go wrong? You know, that's where you go, too. Like, I'm sitting there rolling around. Like a fucking baby, you know, my diaper. I got my glasses on. You know, I probably stunk because I can't smell anything. I couldn't smell or taste anything for 4 days. And then I'm like, where did I go wrong? What happened? What did I touch? I start thinking about all these times, you know, when did I not use hand sanitizer?
What about
all these, like, funny little things are coming up.
What about other immune system boosters, crazy shit like sleeping enough? Like, did you wear yourself down? Or I'm just curious.
Dude, let me put it this way. I went through the what ifs, and I stopped. I said, stop. I don't know. I got to know what it is. And then me and my wife, because we said, you know, what, how did that? And they're like, I got a cold. You know, it is what it is. Somehow, someone was infected. I touched something else on my body, and a fucking germ got in me, and it is what it is. Thank God, though, people around me did not get sick. So my wife did not get it.
Cool.
You know, I went to my team meeting Tuesday night. So, I made sure that I was precautious and, you know, not like we kiss each other every time we see each other. But, you know, it was like I made sure that I didn't, you know, that I did keep my distance and did not, you know, want to get anybody else sick because it was a pain in the ass, you know. So that's what it turns out to be. It's just more of an annoyance. It's more of just a pain in the ass. But it makes any work done, right?
Or,
well, I believe it or not, man, I had a shit ton of work to do. I had to pay all my property taxes for all the properties. It was the first of the month, so I had to update the ledger for 50 units. And check and follow up on people. So I'm doing all this while I'm barely. I did mess up a check for somebody. I wrote a check and I miswrote it and I had to rewrite it the next day. It was, you know, but I pushed through. I got it done. I did whatever I had to do. But yeah, I didn't. After Monday I stayed. I worked from home, and then Tuesday I had to come in the office, and then Wednesday I had to come in. Yesterday I had to come in. But yeah, I pushed through it. Again, it was just an annoyance. But I didn't do anything. When I got home, I just relaxed. Like, I just literally shut down. I lost I lost a couple, you know, I lost some weight too because I haven't been able to do a serious workout. I have been keeping up with my protocol, but it's on the lighter side. So, but yeah, next time I'm going to take care of myself, look at this Thieves stuff. People kept saying pound vitamin C, and I got myself some Airborne. So hopefully next time it won't be as bad.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I haven't. Sometimes when I used to get sick, it's usually when I'm out in the garden, like anything green or, you know, weeds, pulling weeds and stuff like that. Then I would end up like, you know, sneezing and things like that. But I don't miss it. Although, you know, one thing I do miss, though, like, and I guess you don't have to get sick to do this, is to do what you did, which is turn off, you know, come home, lay down, and just relax. You know, I haven't relaxed, I don't think, in months, you know, just like time out, you know, time off. That's always important. I'm not wishing to get sick or anything. I'm just saying, like, important to do.
Thank you, because you know what? There was a point in time also where I was, you know, I wasn't rolling around in fetal position the whole time, screaming for my mommy. It just, but you know, certain points it felt a lot worse, and it just was a sucky feeling. But on other points too, like when I was just sitting there calm, relaxed, and I wasn't really feeling a lot of the symptoms, it was cool just to be home and not able to do anything. You know, I had a ton of shit on DVR that I really wanted to watch and catch up on, and I crushed it. Like, I watched a ton of stuff. I took naps. Like, I took care of myself. I actually ate well, too, which was good because I couldn't taste shit. So whenever it was weird. And it wasn't like I even felt hungry. I just, when my stomach was growling, I knew I had to eat. So when I ate, I just ate good and not a lot. But that was like a cool feeling, you know, like when I sort of had no choice but just to just be, you know, just to lay there.
Right. The times that I've noticed that happening in the world are things like, holidays, like sometimes holidays, like the world takes a time off. Or the other one is when, there goes Hennessy, someone at the door. The other one is when there's a blackout, like the electricity goes out. That's when it's like, oh, you know what? Oh, wait a minute. We can get off this, this treadmill, you know, like we're all running on this treadmill, like in the rat race. But that's not life, you know. The rat race is created by mankind. Life is just in the moment, right? And so how often can you just surrender to that and not be running around? So I'm looking for that moment. I don't want to get, again, I'm not saying I want to get sick.
Don't manifest getting sick, man. Don't manifest getting sick.
Yeah. Actually, we're once in a blue moon, we're going to get out of town here. We're going to go to Long Beach. This is
nice.
Marriott Hyatt Regency kind of hotel down on the water by the Queen Mary at Long Beach. We're going to get away.
Cool.
It's dog friendly.
Nice.
We're going to go away. We're going to. After I hang up here, we're going to pack up the car and get out of Dodge. It's important to do so
you
can work from home. Yeah. What about your weekend? We got about a minute left. What's your weekend look like?
I'm going to go to I have a playoff softball game tonight. If you win, you go forward. If you lose, you go home. And then tomorrow, I'm going to do like a gastro crawl in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I'm looking forward to that.
What is that?
It's like a gastro crawl instead of a pub crawl, like a food crawl. I'm gonna go around with a couple friends, and we're just gonna sample like all different cool foods that are in those areas.
Nice. And then on the 21st, you have a special event that we might highlight coming up. Someone's calling in, by the way. Someone from 305 area code. Is that your area? 305?
No. It's almost over. Well, show's almost over, so. No, it's
my Key West, Florida. Somebody in Florida, well, they just hung up. But anyway, for our listeners, we are With All Dude Respect. Go to Facebook, type in With All Dude Respect so you can connect with us. And, yeah, enjoy, everybody. Thank you, Ricky, for another great show. And we'll
Thank you, Jimmy.
Soon. All right. Feel
yep.
well.
All right,
feel
man.
Well.
Have a great weekend. All right, brother.
Take care. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.